Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are right around the corner from the midterm elections, and your choices could not be any clearer. Your choices could not be any more obvious. You either want one thing or you want the other. And this midterm election, probably more so than even the presidential election, is going to decide the direction this country takes. It really, really is. And this is the time when if you are sick of what's going on in this country, you have to go out and make your voices heard and your vote count. Now, what are these choices? Well, let's just talk about it. Does anyone listening to this show, and I don't care what your political ideology is, does anyone feel they're better off right now than they were in 2016 or 2017 under Trump? How are your 401ks doing? How's inflation affecting your family? Are you happy that gas prices are so high? Are you happy that we're on the verge of nuclear war? At some point, folks, you have to take a really good hard look at what's going on in this country and make a decision on whether you want more of this, because that's exactly what you're going to get, or you want to attempt to try to at least somewhat right this ship. Now, I know there are a lot of you out there who do not trust the Republicans. I'm one of them. There are a lot of Republicans I don't trust at all. But I will tell you this. I will pick the lesser of two evils, especially when one is so much more evil. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about this. First off, let's talk about inflation. Do you remember when the Biden administration told the world, with all of their economic experts, including Janet Yellen, inflation is transitory? There'll be a slight peak in the price of things. It'll go right back down. And everything will be just fine. Did everything go right back down and it was just fine? Was that an accurate prediction? I want you to ask yourself that question. Did they accurately predict what would happen in this country economically under their policies? They told you it was going to be a transitory amount of inflation. They were totally and completely incorrect. The inflation has done nothing but rise and rise and rise. And now they want to point their fingers at everyone else and say, it's not our fault. Nothing that we did. This couldn't be helped. Well, if that's the case and you knew it couldn't be helped, why did you say it was only transitory? Did you not know ahead of time, or could you not accurately predict that forces beyond our control are going to make this a long-term inflation? Apparently not. So even if you believe them, which I absolutely do not, but even if you believe them, they have proven themselves to be incompetent because they could not accurately judge what their policies would do to this economy, which they still insist is strong and bolstering. And we all know it's not. Every time people get their oil bill, every time people get their electric bill, every time people stop at the gas pump or go to the grocery store, you know better. And yet they'll get on television, look you dead in the eye and say, best economy we've had. things are going just great. Everybody's doing well. Are you doing well? Are you doing better? If you are, you're one of the very, very few and one of the chosen. Because I don't know anybody that is. I don't know anybody that is. I don't know how you could be. I don't care if you're a multimillionaire. If you're still paying for your oil and gas, you're paying more. So while you may not be as affected, you're certainly paying more. This economy is not doing well. This economy is burying people with lower incomes. It is going to force people this winter, especially in the northeastern areas, to choose between heating their house and putting food on their table, and that is not a joke, as Joe Biden is so famous for saying. I know people, maybe not super personally, but I know of people, put it that way. I know of people who are saying, this is going to be really tough for me. I don't see how I can pay these energy bills. I don't see how I can go to the grocery store and continue to put the type of food on the table for my family and my children that I'm doing. I know a person who actually went to the grocery store and compared some of the items they bought to a receipt they had found from, I think, two or three years ago, and said, you know, I buy the same things all the time, and they're going to say inflation is like 8%. They're nuts. Things are going up 30, 40%. And they're going to tell you, well, the way we do the math, inflation is somewhere in the 8% range. Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is. You just keep spreading that lie. The American people have to know better. And by the way, I thought the Democrats, they were the ones who were out for the little people. They were the ones who were out for the working class. You know who's doing well in this economy? The rich, the uber rich, that's all. They're laughing, saying, I don't care if gas is $25 a gallon. I got money to burn. I tipped the doorman more than a tank of gas today. Yeah, that's great. But the guy who's busting his ass with two jobs trying to make ends meet while his wife stays home with their kids, he ain't laughing. So now who's the party of the rich elite? But it's not just the economy, folks. It's not just the economy. Crime is actually rampant. I live in an area in upstate New York where probably the biggest crime you're going to have, and maybe you have locally where I live, a homicide every couple of years that's, makes headlines or is a big deal. The rest of them are usually drug-related or something like that. We're out of control here. It's coming up here. I just heard today that someone was involved in a little fender bender, and the guy got out of the car and stabbed the other guy, and we now currently have a manhunt on with bloodhounds and everything. That never happens here. Oh, it's coming here, though. It's coming to where you are, too. And you know why? Because there's no consequences. You've all heard the story or seen the story, I presume, of the man who was in, I believe it's a McDonald's or a Burger King, a fast food restaurant, decided, I have an axe. Hatchet, really. And I'm just going to start hatcheting up the whole entire counter and everything in it and threatening people to hatchet them. He was let out. Well, he gets arrested, let right back out, does the same thing. That's the same thing. How many people that were let out were assaulted days later, killed days later by that same person? And yet the Democrats will still sit here and say, crime, you have to understand that there's so many low-level criminals in the prison system. We really have to reform that. You know, hugs, not handcuffs. Yeah, hugs are going to work. When someone you don't even know pushes one of your loved ones in front of a subway car just to watch them die, who should have been in prison because they had assaulted people previously, but nobody cares. Democrats don't care. They're the ones who said defund the police. We don't need the police. Just let these people do what they want. Anarchy, I guess, right? Go ahead, walk out there in anarchy. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you're some reasonably young guy who's in pretty good shape, and you figure, somebody comes and F's with me, I'll take care of them. What about your mother? What about your sister? What about your children? What about your wife? Is that what you want? Is that what you're going to teach your children, by the way? When you do wrong, there's no consequences for it. There's no consequences. It's just like, oh, well, come here, give me a hug. I'm sure you won't do that again. And then they do it again. You say, it's all right. It's all right. Okay, you failed twice. It's all right. How many times? How many times is your kid going to try to stick a screwdriver in the light switch before you beat their ass and tell them if you do that again? Oh, yeah, you can't. Oh, no. So it's the same thing with crime, folks. People are just walking into various stores saying, well, I can load up to $750 worth of stuff in my cart and walk out. The store's not allowed to detain me. The cops are not going to do anything about it. And, hey, it's an open shopping spree every day. Democrats don't care. Meanwhile, Portland, Oregon, the home of the Summer of Love, where everyone was just going to take over a few blocks of the city, and okay, they were going to burn down the police station. Okay, they were going to threaten ambulance drivers with death if they come in. Okay, they were going to threaten police officers with being shot if they come too close. But it's the Summer of Love. Right there in Portland, Starbucks is closing because they can't deal with the crime. You know, the same Starbucks who refused to serve cops because they say cops are evil and should be defunded. Well, guess what? You got defunded. There's a store you're not going to make any profit from because your stupid ass thought it would be better to go woke and say, we're with all the people who don't like the cops. And this is what happens when the cops are not around. This is what happens. And it's very funny because, you know, you listen to the left and they'll say, well, I can point you out. Let me show you this video of this cop who's beating this guy's ass for no reason. Okay. So that's a bad cop. I can watch that video and say, yeah, that guy needs to be fired. But if I show you a minority kicking the hell out of some white person, and I say, well, I guess that's all minorities, they're going to say, oh, wait a minute. You can't take one example. That's just one person. You can't judge a whole group of people just by one bad apple. Well, that's what you're doing with the police. So if you can do it, why can't I? You see, your hypocrisy is just so outstanding that, again, the American people are beginning to wake up to. I was shocked to see that AOC is being booed roundly everywhere she goes, even by people who claim to be supporters. Now, she's lying. And she's saying, these aren't supporters. These are plants. They're planting people to make me look bad. No, they're not. Nobody needs to make you look bad. You can do that job all by yourself. Because people are beginning to realize, wait a minute. She's not a politician. She's an actress. They literally handpicked this woman. They literally held auditions. I wonder if you know that. You know, when I told this story, when it first happened, people accuse me of being a liar, and now all of a sudden it's starting to leak out onto the news. As if we just recently discovered this. Ah, you didn't recently discover this. I told you about this year and a half ago. It's just everybody's covering it up. They held auditions at a very safe area where they knew they were going to definitely get a Democratic and probably a far, far left candidate into office and said, who can we find that's young and fresh and appealing, and will do whatever we say and say whatever we tell her to say and do whatever we tell her to do. Actually held auditions, and she got it. Yeah, that's the way new politics works. Let's hold auditions for the role of politician. That's wonderful. That's just friggin' wonderful. That's the party that you're attempting to support. Fantastic. And now some of her own people are saying, or her own supporters are saying, well, you're supporting the war, and you said you'd never support the war. Listen, she's going to do whatever her handlers tell her to do, just like Joe Biden. If you catch her alone and you start asking her hard-hitting political questions, she has no idea. Zero idea. She is the Wizard of Oz. She's the person behind the curtain and needs to be fed her lines. And people are beginning to realize, oh, well, we fell for it. These are the people who don't want the cops to come in your neighborhood. You know, when you're calling the cops because people are breaking into your house with weapons, armed. You're not allowed to be armed, by the way, because then you would be a domestic terrorist. You can't defend your property. How dare you defend your property? How dare you have the foresight to say, I'm going to protect my wife and children by owning a gun that I can protect my property and the people I love with? Oh, you can't do that. That makes you a criminal. Criminals can do it, though. No problem there. Criminals can do it. And if they break into your house and they just take your stuff, oh, well, you know, they didn't do anything horrible to you. See, if you had a gun, you probably would have pointed it at them, and then they would have shot you. So you're actually better off. See, that's their philosophy. You're better off getting robbed. That's their philosophy. It's better off you don't have a gun. Okay, so you lost everything you worked hard for. But, hey, there wasn't a gunfight. You should be happy. You should be happy to lose that stuff. You didn't really earn it anyway. It's not really yours. That's what this party believes. So crime is out of control. The economy is out of control. We are on the precipice of war. And if you think for 1 minute that the foreign policies of Joe Biden did not cause this, you're insane. Or whoever's controlling Joe Biden. Joe Biden went hat in hand to Saudi Arabia, and he can say whatever he wants to say. He was begging for them to up the production of oil because he knew that if gas started surging before the midterms, the Democrats would pay the price. So he went to the same guy who he famously got on television and said was a murderer. Remember when I told you really shouldn't have that kind of rhetoric because eventually you might need that person, and there's diplomacy. You can think they're a murderer. Until you have proof that you can present to people, you probably don't say things like that. But no, Joe Biden does. So he says, I'm the murderer. So then he has to go with his hat in his hand and say, I know I called you a murderer and third world country and all that nonsense, but you think you can do me a favor? And they're like, no, F you. As a matter of fact, we're going to cut production. And then you know what Joe Biden says? Could you wait till after the midterms to cut production? Explain to me why it matters why they cut production now or after the midterms. Explain that to me, Joe. What's the difference to you? Well, there's only one difference. The American people won't see gas prices rise before the midterms. So that's collusion. That's quid pro quo, right? I mean, come on, folks. Right there in front of your eyes. These are the people you're going to trust? Let's talk about some of their candidates. Stacey Abrams literally denied you could have a sonogram, that the baby's heartbeat when you have a sonogram is fake. That's what she said. It's fake. It's the machine making the noise. There is no heartbeat. This from the people who told you, you're a science denier if you said the masks don't work. You're a science denier if you won't allow a jab in your arm that was barely scrutinized enough to know if there's going to be horrible side effects. This from a party who tells you there are 15,000 different genders. But you're the science denier. Unbelievable. But Stacey Abrams isn't done there. Do you know what Stacey Abrams recently said? Stacey Abrams said high gas prices, high inflation, shortages at the stores. You know what the solution to that is? Abortion. That's what she said. I'm not making it up. That's what she said. So in other words, she's saying, you know, in these trying times, if you're thinking about having a child, you really should just have it aborted. That's how much respect she has for human life. Hey, do your neighbors a favor. Kill your kid. You don't need a second kid. Go to an abortion clinic. Have it aborted. Maybe the gas prices will be lower. This is an insane human being. These are irrational, insane human beings. In a recent debate, one candidate says, well, if you're racist, if you want the border to be secure, and at the same time you're heartless if you're going to sit there and tell me that a 12-year-old girl who was brutally raped can't have an abortion. That makes you a heartless, evil, terrible, horrible person. And his opponent, a Republican, said, first off, I never said that girl couldn't have an abortion. You're putting words in my mouth. Second off, who raped her? Oh, yes, an illegal alien who shouldn't have been in this country except for your policies. If this was under the Trump administration, the chances of that girl being raped and having to have an abortion would have been much, 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 much lower. Ah, but they can't take the truth, folks. They can't take the truth because they live in a little fantasy world bubble. And if you do anything to try to pop that bubble, then you're a racist, a homophobe, a misogynist, a Nazi, whatever word they happen to come up with at the time, because that's all they can do. It's all they can do. It's even more than that, though, because they're coming for your kids. They're actually coming for your kids. I know we had some people waiting online. We'll get to the phone calls. How are they coming for your kids, you ask? Well, let me relay a story. And I'm not that old. When I was in sixth grade, I think it was, maybe seventh, I was reading a book, and it was a spy novel, probably an adult-type spy novel by most definitions. My school teacher said, excuse me, do your parents know that you're reading that? Because that's rather adult. And I said, yeah, I mean, they bought it for me, of course. I doubt it. I highly doubt it. I'm going to confiscate the book until your mom or dad is called. Well, they called my mom and dad that night. Next day, I had the book back. And the teacher says, well, I just wanted to protect you. There are some things in there that are somewhat adult. Oh, okay. Now we've gone to the opposite extreme. I recently watched a video of young children. I'm talking young, younger than fifth grade, being literally forced to attend a drag queen party where a man is singing about some very adult things, about how delicious a certain part of a woman tastes, P-word. That's appropriate for your kids? Why would teachers drag them to that type of thing? Why would you do that? What is the upside? What is the educational value of that? There is no educational value of that. That is the demoralization of your children. That is the indoctrination of your children, and that is exactly what they want. If a straight guy had come into that party and said, I'm going to sing a song about oral sex on a woman, using that terminology or even correct terminology, people would have flipped, saying, are you insane? These are 8-year-old, 9-year-old kids. Oh, but because it's a drag queen, we have to understand that that's okay then, because there's educational value behind it. You bunch of liars, you bunch of phonies, you bunch of perverts. Educational value behind it. Your plan is to totally destroy the nuclear family, to totally destroy any morals that's left in this country, which you've done a really good job of, by the way. You've done a really good job of it. Now they're coming for your kids. So here's your choices, folks. Do you want an economy that's going to continue to crash? Do you want your 401ks to continue to tank? Do you want to have to make choices if you don't have 401ks and retirement plans and things that many people don't? Do you want to have to make decisions between do I heat my house or put food on my table? Do I put a tank of gas in my car or do I buy clothing for my children? Keep voting for this party. Just keep voting for them. Just keep putting your head in the sand like an ostrich and saying everything is fine, everything is fine. I'm too smart to have voted for the wrong people. Everything is fine. And you'll live with the consequences. And maybe the consequences won't be so bad for you. But how about your neighbor? You don't care, right? Isn't that what you always accuse the Republicans of? You don't care about the other people. Well, you obviously don't care. When I see some guy in a $40,000 automobile smiling, saying, I don't care if gas is $25 a gallon, at least that freaking Donald Trump's not in office and I'm smiling every day he's not. Yeah, okay. Good for you. Good for you, idiot. But the hardworking kid who's trying to get to McDonald's to earn a little money, he can't afford to put the gas in the tank. The single mother who's trying to get to her job and pay her babysitter at the same time, they can't get to that. They can't afford that. So you keep laughing. You just keep right on laughing. And then this administration, if this is not bad enough, says, well, look at the job numbers. Job numbers have actually grown. Yeah, because everybody needs a second or third job. Do you not understand that? Now, let me make it perfectly clear. Some people may not understand that. But the politicians who are bragging about the job numbers, they understand that. They know these are not individual jobs. They know these are people taking second and third jobs to make ends meet. And instead of telling you the truth, they'll look you dead in the eye and say, job growth is up. Must mean the economy is good. No, it means people are desperate. That's what it means. I have to get that second job. I have to get that third job. I can barely sleep. That's what it means. And they know that's what it means, folks. They know that's what it means. They do not care. They just don't care. You have candidates currently running in the Democratic Party that not only want to defund the police, sexualize your children, basically have abortion on demand. I want you to understand something. And perhaps many of my conservative listeners won't like this. I'm not necessarily anti-abortion. I understand that in some extreme circumstances, there may be times when it's reluctantly necessary. I also understand that if you're 7.5 months into your pregnancy, you already should have made a decision a long, long, long time ago because now it's too late. It's not abortion, folks. It's population control. And you know who said the quiet part out loud? Stacey Abrams. Oh, well, look at all the inflation going on. See, if there were more abortion, this wouldn't be happening. So let me ask you a question, Stacey. So you want less people in the country. You think that it would be better if we had less population in the country. And your solution is just have more abortions. While the borders are wide open and you're letting other people into this country, You're telling the people who already live here to get abortion so there aren't so many people. That's just brilliant. What a brilliant orator. What a magnificent example and representative of the people. You're dumber than a box of rocks. And I love these people. Stacey Abrams is brilliant. No, she's not brilliant. I'm tired of that nonsense. Oh, you have to pretend she's brilliant. She's black and she's a woman. She's dumb as a box of rocks. Oh, you have to say AOC's intelligent. She's Latino and a woman. She's dumb as a box of rocks. And I don't care if she's black, white, green, polka dot. I don't care if she's a woman, a man, a trans. I don't care. They're dumb as a box of rocks. No, but you can't say that. That's another thing. You want more censorship? Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Keep the Democrats in power so we can have more censorship and less rights to speak. I just heard a report the other day that said Amazon was banning authors. Who gives Amazon the right to ban authors? In other words, they're saying basically you can't read what these people write. We do not agree with what they write, so you cannot read it. We live in the United States of America. I bet you can go on there and order Mein Kampf. Adolf Hitler, he's okay for an author. Perfectly fine. We'll sell that all day on Amazon. You're a staunch conservative, and you have a conservative outlook. I'm not selling that. You don't need to read that. We're Amazon, and we decide what you get to read and what you don't get to read. Just like we're Facebook, and we decide what you get to post and what you don't get to post. Aren't you sick of that? I don't care what your opinion is. If your opinion is you should be able to test drive the child for 6 months and then legally have him put him under anesthesia and eliminated, I think you're a complete idiot. But you got the right to say it, so everybody knows you're a complete idiot. See, that's the thing. That's the difference. If someone had that opinion, I have the right to say you're a complete idiot and a murderer. But I'm not going to take away their right to say it. Say what you want. It's a free country, or at least it used to be. But now we've got the FBI weaponized, don't we? Now, look what's happening with the January 6th hearing. Eric Swalwell literally said, Eric Swalwell said some bad things, but it wasn't Swalwell. I believe it was the FBI agent that was involved with the Trump-Russia collusion, Peter Strzok, who said what happened on January 6th, worse than 9/11, much worse than 9/11. Well, I got news. I knew people who lost loved ones at 9/11. And it was not worse. It did not approach anywhere near worse. And you're covering up January 6th because you won't go find Epps. You know where he is. Oh, some reporters found him the other day. Did you see that? Ray Epps, they found him. Oh, he's got this huge golf cart that Donald Trump could barely afford. And he's on a ranch that looks like it's about 400,000 acres. Oh, but they found him. And they said, hey, you know, how come nobody's talking to you? How come you're not in jail? Oh, he got nothing to say. Oh, a bunch of private reporters found him, but the FBI can't find him. You know, Ray Epps, the guy who was literally saying, now, tomorrow we got to go into the Capitol. We got to actually go in. We got to break into that Capitol while Trump supporters are chanting Fed, 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 and pointing at him, letting people know this guy is an agent provocateur. This guy is a liar. He's trying to lead you into trouble. That guy, the FBI don't want nothing to do with. Amazing. Amazing. Your average person doesn't care about January 6th, just the Democrats. See, the Democrats care about, oh, January 6th, they actually broke into our house. No, it's the people's house. we pay for it. And we were felt threatened, but they don't care if you're threatened in your home. You can't have any security. At least they had security. You can't have any. And you can't defend yourself. And they don't want the cops defending you either. Oh, but they sure want theirs. It's worse than January 6th. Let that sink in for a minute. Meanwhile, you got Eric Swalwell, who slept with a Chinese spy and still has top security clearance. Admitted he slept with a Chinese spy for a long time. Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur was a Chinese spy. Found that out. Dianne Feinstein being investigated in any way, shape, or form? No. Is Eric Swalwell being investigated in any way, shape, or form? No. Selective enforcement of the law based upon your political ideology is what you will continue to get if you vote for these people. Now, I'm sure if you're a Democrat, you're like, yeah, man, that's great. My side has immunity and your side gets killed. Well, that makes you a very horrible person. I want you to know that. If you're listening to me right now and you think as long as my side has immunity to everything and your side can't do anything about it, I'm in the game. You're a coward. You're the worst type of coward. Because you know deep down in your heart you can't defend your position, so you just want people to shut up so you don't have to. I could go outside and say, rain that falls upon you makes you immune to certain diseases. So everyone go stand out in the rain naked. And if people start writing saying, if you stand out in the rain naked, you're going to catch freaking pneumonia. And I say, shut them down. Only people who agree with me. Facebook, if anybody says I'm wrong, shut them down. YouTube, if anybody says I'm wrong, shut them down. Then I guess there'd be people standing naked in the rain catching pneumonia. Saying, I heard this was great. I heard this is going to make me invincible. But it would also make me a coward because I know that I could not really defend that position when it was brought up by people who have a better qualified position than myself. That's the whole Democratic Party. They'll give you their position and say, any normal, sane person who's not a racist and a misogynist and a homophobe and a Nazi will agree with me. And if you say, well, I'm none of those things, but I don't agree with you, and here's why, shut him down. Shut him down. Nobody needs to hear why he doesn't agree with me. Just point at the Nazi, point at the racist, point at the misogynist, point at the homophobe. You don't need to hear his position. His position doesn't count. La, 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 hands in the ears. You know what AOC did when she was confronted? She literally started dancing, going, la, 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 dancing. Like, I'm not listening to you. I'm dancing. Oh, and she made her accent a lot sharper. What a phony. What a horrible phony. And you're going to sit here and tell me these are the people you want in charge of this country? You've all fallen asleep. You've all drank the Kool-Aid. You must be nuts. If this current crop of so-called Democratic candidates, and that they're not. I'll tell you exactly what they are. They're left-wing communists, socialists, and fascists. If this current party of this communist, socialist, fascists has their way, your six-year-old kid will be grinding on the lap of a grown man during a drag queen exhibition. Your 9-year-old daughter will be given puberty blockers without your permission. You really want that? I mean, at least some people are waking up. You're starting to see some of the, what I used to think were pretty far left liberals starting to say, wait a minute, this party's getting out of control. This party's going way too far. Yeah, you're seeing it. But there are still people who are, oh no, everything's wonderful. The emperor has clothes on. You just can't see them if you're an idiot. If you're one of the chosen, you see what a wonderful outfit he's wearing. Now he's naked. And you're all too scared to say it. Well, that's where we're at right now in this country, folks. This country is collapsing. It will be owned lock, stock, and barrel by China within 10 years if you continue to vote for these people. What they were trying to do is basically make the poor their slaves. And that is by economically destroying them. So you say, well, there's no feasible way that I can earn a living. There's no feasible way. My family is starving. We're cold. We're wearing clothes from 4 years ago. We can't afford it. We have nothing. And that's funny because we used to be at least upper lower class or lower middle class. And now all of a sudden we're poverty stricken because we can't afford. Oh, see, you need us. Let us be your big brother. We'll furnish you with things you can't afford, but you need to pay servitude to us. In compensation for us, not letting your family starve, not letting your family go cold, not putting a roof over your head, you have to pay servitude to us. And you know how you do that? By being a good little soldier and voting the way we tell you to vote and thinking the way we tell you to think and saying what we tell you to say. Oh, but the rich don't have to do that because they got too much money. Let them do what they want. That's why they hate Elon Musk so much. Elon Musk was one of them. Oh, he's going to develop all of the electric cars, and he's just a wonderful person, and what an entrepreneur, and he's wonderful. And then he says, yeah, you people are all crazy, and all of a sudden, he's the enemy. Why is he the enemy? Oh, because he doesn't agree with you. I forgot. It is, folks. That's what happens in fascist countries. I just heard a report that scared me to death. Apparently, an ABC News journalist a couple of years ago was, I guess, doing a report on the Bidens, and the FBI raided his home. And he hasn't been seen since. Now, I don't know whether he's in hiding with his family. I don't know what's going on with him, but he hasn't been seen since. And when ABC News was contacted and said, well, I mean, where the hell is he? He worked for you. You know what they said? Well, he resigned rather suddenly, and we haven't seen him since. We have no idea. Oh. Isn't that what happens in China when they haul you off the street and you say, I don't know, man, there was a journalist and he was trying to tell truth to power, and they hauled him right out of the news station, and we don't know where he is. We don't know. Gee. Maybe he's in exile somewhere. We don't know. Yeah, okay. So where's this guy? And how come nobody wants to talk about it? Is that what you want? Journalists are too afraid to tell the truth. They'll just sit there and ask phony questions. Because they know if I ask a really hard question, if I raise my hand during a press conference and say, why are we not hearing anything about Ashley Biden's diary? How come Joe Biden hasn't commented on that? She's basically accused him of being an incestuous child molester. And he's the president of the United States. How come we don't hear about that? Oh, you may never be seen again. And the FBI may raid your house. You better just shut up and say, since the gas prices have lowered so much, we just wondered if Joe Biden has really gotten proper credit for the fact that it's now only $3.60 a gallon. Because we don't see enough credit being given to him. Oh, thank you for that question. Yes, I do agree with you. I do agree that he should be given more credit for lowering these gas prices. He's just a magnificent man. And he's done such a wonderful job. And I'm glad intelligent people like you acknowledge it. Now you can go have a cookie. But if you raise your hand and say, how come it was $2 when Trump was in office? And you're taking a victory lap because it's $3.50. Oh, no cookie for you. And the FBI might come to your house. They're scaring the journalists to death. And they're using the FBI to do it. You're basically living in a third world country. If you continue to vote for these Democrats, this is your choice that you have. Live in a third world country where opposing voices are silenced. People are dragged off the street, never to be seen again. Forced immunizations, forced sexualization, censorship, poverty. The government owns everything. You only lease it. You'll do what you're told when you're told. Vote for the Democrats if that's what you want, because that's what you're going to get. If you want some freedom to say what you believe, whether it's in agreement with the government or not, if you want some freedom to raise your child as you see fit, if you want the ability to go to the store and actually put food on the table and heat your house, if you want to actually own a car that's affordable, you better vote the other way. I mean, people don't understand. They're saying, well, what's wrong with electric cars? Nothing's wrong with electric cars. 10 years, 15 years down the road, when you've got everything perfected. Right now, you're going to spend $30,000, $40,000 on a battery when it dies, and they die all the time, folks. Can you afford that? There are people driving cars from 1998, 2001, because that's what they can afford. You think they can afford $30,000 for a battery? Yeah, you don't care. Because they'll be our slaves then. You're right. They can't afford all those things. They need us. We got them. Damn them lower middle class. All we want is the upper class. We don't want there to be several classes. We want the upper class elites and the serfs. That's what they want, folks. Pretty soon, if you're upper middle class, you'll be a serf. You're going to have to be that select few that have been chosen to be successful. Meanwhile, they're going to talk to you about racism. Well, I got news. You know what real racism is? Real racism is when you find out that Kamala Harris's speechwriter, they had a contest. Everyone write anonymously some speeches and see who wins. And a white guy won. And they said, hey, we'll give it to the black guy anyway. It's not right that a white man shouldn't be writing for a black woman. Turn on MSNBC News, where they're blaming everything on white people. White people, white women, white men. Can you imagine if you turned on the news and somebody was saying black men, black women, they're responsible for all the horrors in the world? That would be Ku Klux Klan TV, right? And I'd be on this show saying, get them off the air. I'd be on this show on the side of the people who are saying, get them off the air. I don't want to hear no white supremacist bullshit either. But I'll be damned if I'll sit there and listen to how the white people have ruined the world too, because that's racism as well. Get it through your head. Oh, you can say anything you want horrible about people who – there's two types of people you can say horrible things – three types of people you can say horrible things about. White people in general, conservatives, and Christians. Those are the three people. If you fall into one of those categories, or worse, all three, well, then it's fair game. You can say anything you want. You can be as racist as possible to them. You can refuse to serve them. You can refuse to sit at a table with them. You can refuse to hire them. Pretty soon they'll have to sit at the back of the bus. You know, the very things we fought so hard to stop, you're just trying to implement to new people now. That doesn't make you any better. That doesn't make you any better. You're exactly the same. You've just chosen a different race to do it to. So keep voting for this. Or you can send a very clear message that, no, we don't want that. We don't want our children used as sex objects. We don't want their morals to be degraded to the point where at 9 years old they know what oral sex with a woman is and have the vulgarity of calling their parts by names that shouldn't be mentioned. We don't want them forced into puberty blockers without our permission. We don't want them given pornographic material to see how a child's mind will react to pornographic material. Now, you know what's going to happen pretty soon? Pedophiles are going to get caught. Pedophiles are going to get caught with their pants down saying, well, I was only educating the girl or the boy. I was showing them some sexual facts that they really need to know. And you know what the Democratic Party will say? Oh, you're good. That's very good of you. You're a very good person. For you to take it upon yourself to educate this child, you must care very deeply about this child. That's a very good thing. That's what the Democratic Party will say. They're doing it now. You don't have to take my word for it. They're doing it now. Only they're calling them teachers. It's okay for a teacher to sit down and say, well, I'm homosexual. So I'm going to describe to you in great detail what my lover and myself do in the bedroom. Because you probably never heard this, have you, little Timmy? I know you're only 9, but I think it's time you understood how this works. Yeah, I don't think so. That's what you want? Well, I got news. We'll see what this country wants. If I'm in the minority, then so be it. Let this country fall into third world hell. But don't ever say I didn't warn you. Don't ever say that I wasn't out here screaming at the top of my lungs. Stop it before it's too late. And don't any one of you who called me crazy ever, ever think to say I'm sorry, because I will not accept the apology. A couple of years ago I might have, but it's gone too far now. I can understand you being bluffed out by the Trump derangement syndrome. I can understand that. I really can. I've had this conversation with friends who aren't as forgiving as me, saying, no, I wouldn't forgive them even for that. I do. I do forgive the people who say, maybe I did have Trump derangement syndrome. Maybe I was led a little bit astray here. Okay, good. I forgive you for that. But now you're looking dead in the eye of what these policies have done. The collapse of our economic system, the collapse of people's 401ks, the inability to heat your house and eat. Every single thing in this country is collapsing. We're on the verge of nuclear war. Your children are being sexualized. Immigrants are flooding into the border while Democratic politicians are saying Americans should have more abortion. The inability to actually say what's on your mind without fearing the FBI is going to kick in your door. If you're seeing that and you're still voting Democrat, I don't want to hear the apology anymore. Simple as that. Just like I don't take the apology from the people who helped during the World War II. Well, you know, I was just a part of a large group that was just following orders. We thought it was what was best. No, you saw what was happening and you went along with it. I don't accept your apology. So go out and vote for Stacey Abrams. Go out and vote for Kathy Hochul. Go out and vote for all these people who all they're going to do is bring crime and violence to your state and your cities. All they're going to do is bring further censorship and allow people to do these ridiculous things to your children without your consent. Censor every word you say, call you domestic terrorist, and if worse comes to worse, stick the FBI on you. To kick in your door at midnight, point guns at your family's heads, probably shoot your dog, and say, you better not do that again. We don't like people who oppose what we say. Go ahead. Vote for them then. But when they come for you, and you mark my words, they will. I don't want to hear your apology. This could not be plainer, folks. Okay, this could not be plainer. This is not me giving you my opinion. Everything I've told you here is a fact. And if you're too dumb to see that this is not the direction this country needs to be heading, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Then I guess I have to be in the minority, and I guess I either have to put up with it or get out of the country. If it's going to be a third world country where the government owns everything and you're happy and the government even owns the rights to your children's minds and can do with them what they want and the government can tell you what to drive and the government can tell you what to eat and the government can tell you what to say and the government can tell you what books you can read and the government can tell you what you can post online and what you can wear and who you can be with, fine. Then that's your country. That's not my country. My country is the land of the free, the home of the brave. I see cowards, and I don't see much freedom. You can change that. Every single one of you who's listening to the sound of my voice, you can change that. And all you have to do is get out and vote and send a signal that you want this to be the home of the brave and the land of the free again. because it sure as hell isn't now.
I'm gonna do it.